Nehemiah chapter 7. When the wall was finished, and I had set up the doors in place, and the gatekeepers and singers and Levites had been appointed, I put my brother Hanani in charge over Jerusalem, along with Hananiah, the overseer of the fortress, for he was a faithful man and feared God more than many. I said to them, "Do not open the gates of Jerusalem until the sun is hot. While the gatekeepers are on guard, you may shut the doors and bar them. Appoint guards from those who live in Jerusalem, some at the place of their guard station and some in front of their own homes." Now the city was wide and large, but there were few people within it, and no houses had yet been rebuilt. My God put it into my heart to gather together the nobles, the officials, and the people to enroll them by families. I found the book of the genealogy of those who returned at the first, and found the following written in it: "These are the people of the province who went up out of the captivity of those exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, took into exile. They returned to Jerusalem and to Judah, each to his city. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nehemani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvai, Nehem, and Baana. The number of the men of the people of Israel included the following: the descendants of Perash, 2,172. The descendants of Shephatiah, 372. The descendants of Arah, 652. The descendants of Pahath Moab, through the descendants of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818. The descendants of Elam, 1,254. The descendants of Zetu, 845. The descendants of Zakai, 760. The descendants of Binui, 648. The descendants of Bebai, 628. The descendants of Azgad, 2,000. The descendants of Azgad, 2,322. The descendants of Adonikam, 667. The descendants of Bigvai, 2,067. The descendants of Aden, 655. The descendants of Ater of Hezekiah, 98. The descendants of Hashem, 328. The descendants of Bizai, 324. The descendants of Harif, 112. The descendants of Gibeon, 95. The men from Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. The men from Anathoth, 128. The men of Beth Azmaveth, 42. The men of Kiriath Jearim, Kephirah, and Beeroth, 743. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmash, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 52. The people of the other Elam, 1,254. The men of Haram, 320. The men of Jericho, 345. the men of Lod, Hadad, and Ono, 721. The men of Sienna, 3,930. The priests, the descendants of Jedaiah, of the house of Jeshua, 973. The descendants of Immer, 1,052. The descendants of Pashur, 1,247. The descendants of Haram, 1,017. The Levites, the descendants of Jeshua, through the descendants of Kadmiel, through the line of Hodavai, 74. The singers, the descendants of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers of the descendants of Shalem, the descendants of Ater, the descendants of Talmon, the descendants of Akub, the descendants of Hadata, the descendants of Shobai, 138. The temple servants, the descendants of Ziha, the descendants of Hasaphah, the descendants of Tabioth, the descendants of Kiros, the descendants of Sia, the descendants of Padan, the descendants of Lebana, the descendants of Hagaba, the descendants of Shalmai, the descendants of Hanan, the descendants of Giddel, the descendants of Gehar, the descendants of Reiah, the descendants of Rezin, the descendants of Nekoda, the descendants of Gazam, the descendants of Uzzah, the descendants of Pasea, the descendants of Besai, the descendants of Menim, the descendants of Nephesim, the descendants of Bakbuk, the descendants of Bakbuk, the descendants of Hakapha, the descendants of Harher, the descendants of Basluf, the descendants of Mehida, the descendants of Harsha, the descendants of Barkos, the descendants of Sisera, the descendants of Tema, the descendants of Nisia, the descendants of Hadapha, the descendants of Solomon's servants, the descendants of Sotai, the descendants of Sophereth, the descendants of Perida, the descendants of Jela, the descendants of Darkon, the descendants of Gideal, the descendants of Shephatiah, the descendants of Hattel, the descendants of Pokereth Hazabiam, the descendants of Ammon, all the temple servants, and the descendants of Solomon's servants were 392. These were the people who went up from Tel Mela, Tel Harsha, Tel Harsha, Kerub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not prove that they or their ancestors' families were descendants from Israel. The descendants of Deltiah, the descendants of Deliah, the descendants of Tobiah, and the descendants of Nekoda, 642. Those who were from the priests, the descendants of Habiah, Hakaz, and Barzillai, who took his wife from the daughters of Barzillai of Gilead and was called by their name. These sought their records among those enrolled by their families, but they could not be found, so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. Then the governors said to them that they should not be allowed to eat the priests' share of food from the sacrifices until there rose up a priest with Urim and Thummim. The whole assembly together was 42,360, besides their male servants and their female servants, of whom there were 7,337. They had 245 singing men and women. Their horses were 736 in number, their mules 245, their camels 435, and their donkeys 6,720. Some from among the heads of ancestors' families gave gifts for the work. The governor gave to the treasury 1,000 derricks of gold, 50 basins, and 530 priestly garments. Some of the heads of ancestors' families gave into the treasury for the work 20,000 derricks of gold and 2,200 minas of silver. The rest of the people gave 20,000 derricks of gold and 2,000 minas of silver and 67 priestly garments. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the temple servants, and all Israel lived in their cities. By the seventh month, the people of Israel were settled in their cities.